From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow sees eye to eye with the U.S.-led coalition when it comes to identifying terrorists in Syria and Iraq. At a news conference today, Lavrov said the U.S.-led coalition says its targets are Islamic State militants, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra group, and other terrorists. However, war observers watching today's second round of Russian strikes over Syria say the targets were not only Islamic State extremists, but also moderate opposition fighters backed by the United States. The U.S. and Russia called an emergency teleconference today in an effort to avoid such military encounters as each wages air campaigns over Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
One of the reasons why the Russian position is contradictory is that exactly the potential for them to strike, as they may well have, in places where, in fact, ISIL is not present. Others are present. And this is one of the reasons why the result of this kind of action will inevitably simply be to inflame the civil war in Syria.
And now there are signs Russia is preparing to expand its air operations to neighboring Iraq. A senior Russian diplomat said his country will consider airstrikes in Iraq if Baghdad asks. Afghan officials say its forces have recaptured part of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters, following what they say has been heavy fighting. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui told VOA that Afghan forces launched an offensive overnight and that it was, quote, very successful. Residents in Kunduz told reporters earlier today that Afghan security forces were in control of the city. But the Taliban, which seized Kunduz in a surprise attack on Monday, insists its fighters are still in control in the region. This is VOA News.